T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, happy National Backyard Day.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go.
Did we celebrate that on March 19th?
Yeah, it seems a little odd, but it's probably a lot better down south.
As King points out, it is the first day of spring officially in like an hour.
Okay. Well, then make sure you get out in your backyard at some point today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
We might need to talk about this before the show is done. The beauty, the brilliance of a perfect backyard.
Yeah.
You have a nice backyard. I like your backyard.
Thank you for noticing, Doug.
You've been doing squats, lunges?
I've been working out a little bit.
Doug noticed.
I'm talking about the lawn behind your house, the fenced-in area. That essentially serves as a running track for your dog.
It does serve a running track.
And a toilet.
Yeah. Well, nature's...
And a feeding ground for birds with the pond.
Why you got to go there?
Actually, I'm not...
That hurts.
Didn't a tree collapse on your fence?
Yeah.
Actually, the more I think about it, your backyard's kind of messed up, man.
But fortunately, the tree has been cleaned up from my backyard. What's unfortunate is that the phone company still hasn't come out and taken an old phone pole.
Hasn't done what?
They haven't removed the old phone pole. Oh. It was like a power line pole, right?
Okay.
But when DTE came out to fix the power situation, because the tree came and fell right in the power lines, they simply reconnected new power lines to a new pole that they put in place. But they left the old one there. And when I saw that, I said, "So when are you guys taking this out?" And they're like, "Oh, that's not our job." I'm like, okay, well, whose job is it? We think the phone company. Okay, are they going to be? Yeah, I'm like, do they know about this? Yeah, they'll know. There was a report. Okay, and then Comcast came out a few days later, and they were fixing. They were reconnecting their power lines to the new power line pole. I said, great. What about this? Well, that's not us. Like, okay, who is it? Because I think it's a DTE thing. Well, DTE says it's a phone thing. Well, that sounds good. So then, about 2 weeks later, we had another like windstorm picked up, and I was a little nervous.
Yep.
And then I looked out my backyard and I saw that the old phone pole, if you will, came crashing into another part of the fence and damaged another panel in the fence. So. It has all these old wires connected. It's a mess back there. There's an old wire. Old wires are still connected to it. I mean, they're not. It's not live. But, they haven't come by.
Well, hopefully they will do that. All right. So
it would make my backyard much nicer.
The Lions sign Kevin Zeitler, guard from the Baltimore Ravens. The money is now out, by the way.
I did not see it.
Kang, I'm sorry. 1 year, $6 million? Is that what it is?
That's the report. It's not officially from the Lions. But
there you go.
So, circling back, Jonah Jackson went to the Rams for 3 years and $51 million. And the Lions signed a like player who might be better. I don't know that he is better, but he might be better in certain aspects of playing the position. And you also got to, we also have to deal with his age. But they get him for 1 year, $6 million. This is his 13th year in the league. He has got a reputation as one of the better guards in the league. And last year was a Pro Bowler, and he started 47 games in his three seasons at Baltimore. His strength is his ability to keep a quarterback clean. And they talk a lot about the two sacks last year and 574 pass reps with Baltimore. But keep in mind, he had the most mobile quarterback in the league behind him. So he might not have allowed a lot of sacks. I'm still efforting the QB pressures allowed, but that seems a little bit more relevant. But still, it's his strength, and the number of sacks could be indicative of what is a perceived strength when it comes to film study. Last year, he gave up 2 sacks, 4 penalties. Jonah Jackson gave up 2 sacks, 5 penalties. I'd say at worst, the offensive line has stayed the same. And in pass protection, it could be better. It could be better.
Might be slightly worse in run blocking and better. I'm not even going to say slightly better. Better in pass protection.
So now he's older.
Yes.
It's a 1 year deal, which kind of fits where they're at. But out of the best free agents, I just looked up at the Athletic's ranking of free agents. This is the highest free agent, highest ranked free agent that the Detroit Lions have signed. Kevin Zeitler.
Okay.
So this offseason, they have signed a defensive end. They have signed a defensive tackle.
Marcus Davenport, DJ Reader.
They have acquired 2 cornerbacks, 1 via trade, 1 via free agency.
Carlton Davis and
Amik Robertson. They had 2 free agent guards. They re-signed one, and they basically repurposed another. They've got a guy that's very, very similar.
Glasgow and Zeitler.
Yep. I mean, the one position that they might have left to address is wide receiver.
Well, they brought DPJ back.
But they could go into next year with Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Khalif Raymond. I suspect that they won't. I suspect somebody else will. But if that's their trio and DPJ comes back, still pretty young in his career, I mean, they could play a football game tomorrow, everybody's saying, and they're right. I mean, the holes have been addressed. And look, I don't like to tell people what they should do or how they should feel about things. I, you know, tend to think as sports fans, you can do whatever you want. But some of you owe Brad Holmes an apology. He has pieced this thing together nicely. He's addressed needs, and some of the freak out was completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. Tell me they're not better at corner.
I think they're better at corner.
Tell me they're not better on the defensive line.
I think they're better than the defensive line.
Tell me they haven't kept the offensive line as a strength.
They have, but there are concerns that there might be cracks in the foundation.
With?
Well, because of the future longevity of Ragnow.
Okay.
You still have a Decker situation after this year, and you know the person who signed at guard has played right guard his whole career, and is he going to go left guard? They can move Glasgow to the left side. We don't know how that's going to work and how that's going to affect the effectiveness of the guard.
They won't be surprised by that news.
Yeah.
They'll have a plan. Look, it's a very solid and not splashy offseason. But the goal is to get better as a football team. I think they're better as a football team. Now, there's still cap space and there's still all the draft picks.
Well, that's the thing. How much cap space is there that's not allocated to the rookie, draft pool?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if they have a substantial amount of money left, you can still improve the roster. And then there will be people that will complain and say, well, you could have gotten this guy because now you see numbers come out for all the free agents.
Right.
And this one may have been a better player. I'm not complaining at all. The Zeitler signing seems like it is straight out of central casting for Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes. He's a football player. Everybody loves this guy. He's a hard worker. I mean, there's video of him working on his pass protection while in the hospital room while his wife was in labor.
It's actually hilarious. It looks like he's wearing bowling shoes.
I think you could say he loves football.
Yeah,
which is perfect. And oh, by the way, he's a damn good pass blocker. So that's good to know. Played with a bunch of different organizations, and everybody raves about him. Okay, great. That's not going to complain about that. So there's a lot to like with what Brad Holmes has done, but going to wait to see all the dust settling on this, because there still could be some moves. I know a lot of people think that, hey, they're done. Wipe your hands clean. We're getting ready to go to work here. But I can't help but look at seeing more bargains. I talk all offseason about bargains. Is Zeitler a bargain at $6 million? Yeah, I think that's a bargain at $6 million. Can you go out and get another one? Do you feel good about it, or you want to go out and get Quandre Diggs, Stephon Gilmore?
I mean, they're at $27 million before this signing. Take another six off, 27.7. They're at 21.7. They've got money still to spend,
and it's now, a lot.
They might use some of that money in part of bonuses for their current guys that they are looking to re-sign. It might be earmarked for them, but they still can do a lot here. And I don't know that some people will ever get over that they would just build a football team different than Brad Holmes. And that is go for the splash signing.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly spread the wealth across a number of positions just to get better across the board. He didn't go big, but that doesn't mean the football team's not better, which is the ultimate goal of the offseason.
And I bring up like Stephon Gilmore, because let's say he can come in here for $6 million, $7 million for a 1 year deal, because they signed Robertson to such a small deal. Wasn't he 1 year and $2 million for Amik Robertson? You can't have enough corners on the team, right?
No.
So adding someone like
Gilmore, last year's a prime example of that, isn't
exactly.
It?
So if you were to go out there and throw a little bit of money at Stephon Gilmore, bring him to the fold. It's just a name I'm bringing up, but it's you can add to that room. Make it a better, even more improved secondary room, and you're not really sacrificing anything.
Make Robertson's cap hits 2.85.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.